Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Donna Vaughn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, New Yorkers celebrating Israel today, the city's annual Israel Day parade now making its way up Fifth Avenue. 1010 Winds reporter Mac Rosenberg among the crowds of New Yorkers taking it in.
So much energy and enthusiasm from this crowd here cheering on the parade participants. From the Grand Marshal, Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch, to the local Jewish groups that passed through, and the floats with music and dancers. Really just a celebratory mood here, and a big reason it can be like this is because everyone feels safe. Security, a big theme coming in with the NYPD's most intense security operation ever for an Israel Day parade. And just about everyone I spoke to here feeling good about that. Every person who was involved in this parade had to go through a security screening. Parade goer Dan Furstenberg was candid with me when I asked him how it feels to be Jewish today, saying, proud but distressed. But he does call this a special day, celebrating life and the positives that come with it. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The parade making its way up Fifth Avenue between 52nd and 79th Streets until 4 this afternoon. And obviously, there are many road closures. Well, family visitations resume today at Delaney Hall in Newark. Governor Sherrill says the Department of Homeland Security agreed to it despite the unrest outside the immigrant detention center in recent days.
To restore order at Delaney Hall continues, New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill says the Department of Homeland Security has agreed to bring back family visits at the ICE Detention Center.
There's much more to do, and I will continue pushing DHS to provide appropriate medicine and care for all detainees, especially the most vulnerable.
Senator Andy Kim, who is on the Homeland Security Committee, told CNN State of the Union he's worried the demonstrations in Newark could spiral like they did in Minneapolis.
That needs to be our North Star right now, because I get it. I talked with a lot of people. A lot of people are angry. A lot of people are frustrated.
A 9 a.m. to 6 a.m. curfew for the area a half a mile around Delaney Hall is now in effect. Suzanne Colucci, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Well, a number of injuries reported after a fire in Jackson Heights, Queens this morning. The flames erupted on the top floor of a six-story building on 76th Street. One resident and two firefighters needed a trip to the hospital, but were told their injuries were minor. No word yet how that fire started.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.